And the beer flowed like wine today at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. The Cards took today's game in the World Series 6-0. Up ahead on Monitor, lovable old Al Capp and tough old Lee Marvin, who's the guest of Arlene Francis. We'll lead off with the light and lacy Miss Lee.
I feel it you know I do love. I have never felt such true love. Darling, keep coming through love. Love, and my heart begins to come, love. Then I hear the trumpet sound, love. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba da. Right from the beginning, I could hear the melody. So right from the beginning, like a hit song got to be. Can't keep from singing of the joy your love is bringing. All the bells are ringing. Bong, bong, ba dong, bong, ba bong, ba dong, dong.
You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Running out of interesting things to do? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Pop into Citgo, the little different gas station. Get to know your car a little better. Get some Citgo driving tips. Do a little window shopping. Plan a trip. Or just relax a few minutes in a gas station that's just a bit nicer. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Al Capp, Monitor's other expert on nothing with opinions on everything. People don't always agree with him, but we like to hear him speak his mind anyway.
H. Rapp Brown will have to step down, I'm afraid, as the ideal of all red-blooded young Americans of the New Left. There's a new ideal, and his name is Dick Lester, and he's a film director who's just finished a new movie called How I Won the War. It's now being shown in England, where it was produced. Now, according to the New York Times, what makes Lester's war movie different from other war movies is that he doesn't show soldiers being shot down and go on from there. His camera stops when the bullet stops. He brings that camera close to the victim, and he keeps it there, recording in soul-sickening detail and in full, frightful color their agonies and their deaths, sometimes at such unbearable length and in such unsparing detail that many in the audience, according to the New York Times story, faint, vomit, and walk out. Lester has been praised by New Left critics for having the courage to show what it's really like to fight a war, and his producers have been praised by new left critics for giving him a couple of $1 million to do it. But now, do Dick Lester, his producers, or the star of his movie, Beatle, John Lennon, have the courage to make the sequel, a movie showing what it would be really like to not fight a war? Let's say, to have not fought World War II. The plot would be a simple one. Hitler declares war on England. The English aren't led by Winston Churchill, who is ridiculed in the Lester-Lennon film. Instead, Dick Lester, who, instead of making movies, is making cabbage grow as human fertilizer outside a Nazi concentration camp. They died by the tens of thousands in Nazi labor camps. And as for their courageous producers who financed the film, they'd have long since been baked in Nazi ovens to keep the race pure. This is Al Kapp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Oh, I don't know, Al. What do you think of television shows about fun in prison camps? Al's our other expert on nothing, with opinions on everything, and a regular each weekend on the Monitor Beacon.
Okay, take it easy.
Fantastic.
Hand me those stockings over there.
These here?
Yeah, thanks. My legs look.
Oh, your legs look terrific, fantastic, incredible, award-winning legs.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's these new stockings, can't trees. It might as well be skin. Well, it's the naked truth.
Kiss me.
Can't trees from DuPont, a totally new nylon for stockings. Your World Series station, WNBC, New York.
Before the hour. Say, when are we going to get back that hour we lost when we went on daylight saving time? Answer, last weekend in this month. Sunday morning, October 29th, is for snoozing. Good. In the Morning is the name of this by the Anita Kerr Singers.
And that I was holding you. judo is rough, but I've got to learn it. Because next girl that tries to overpower me, pow! All these girls want to do is kiss me. Kiss, kiss, kiss! And I used to be a loser. You know, what is this fatal magnetism I suddenly have? Can it be my new elevator shoes? No. I still part my hair in the middle. So what's new? Except my toothpaste! My ultra-bright toothpaste! That's it! It's true! Ultra-bright gives your mouth sex appeal!
New ultra-bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New ultra-bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New ultra-bright toothpaste, a taste so wildly refreshing. You know your breath is the freshest, your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's ultra-bright.
I'm telling you, after ultra-bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis. Brought to you by Antron Nylon, the DuPont carpet fiber that keeps its new look longer. And Painter Carpets. In 1 minute, Arlene's guest will be Lee Marvin.
Now let me tempt you. That's right, I said tempt. I'm going to use a lush, thick carpet, and I'm going to tease you to take off your shoes and run through it barefoot. The carpet is French velvet, and it's made by Painter. In fact, I'm going to invite you to run wild over French velvet, just to prove to yourself how practical a deep pile rug can be. French velvet keeps its new look longer, and that's because of Antron nylon, a new carpet fiber by DuPont. Antron hides soil because of the way DuPont has chemically modified it to minimize soil reflection. So you're going to play hard to get, huh? Well, I haven't run out of my tempting bag, or should I say carpet, of tricks. Grand Alliance is another Painter carpet, one for the holdouts. When you see it, you'll know why. It's made of luxurious Antron nylon, too. And if you're thinking about carpets, see French Velvet and Grand Alliance by Painter at your dealers. Let yourself be tempted by Antron nylon. Don't fight it.
After Lee Marvin was awarded the Oscar for his performance in Cat Ballou, he was asked this question. How did you feel when they called your name? Lee, in your new picture, Point Blank, part of the action takes place on the island of Alcatraz. Were you in the scenes that were shot there?
Yes, I was, but let me just say right now that the show doesn't really stem around Alcatraz. It more or less did before we got there. When we finally got there, we decided there wasn't an awful lot to sell to the public about Alcatraz, because after all, it was a rather notorious prison. So I'd say maybe 5-7 minutes of the film might take place on or about Alcatraz.
Well, now, what was the most luxurious setting that you had for Point Blank?
Well, in the show, more or less I go against a syndicate for him, and we had one lovely house on the Hollywood Hills, a lot of shiny marble and wood, and, you know, very modern, and swimming pools that wandered, shooting galleries that were underground, and viewing ports for, you know, swimmers, and there's absolutely nobody lives there. Nobody can, you know, so it's kind of...
Is that the place that has the wall-to-wall red fox fur carpet that I heard about?
Oh, I might have missed that, but it has everything else. But I missed that, you know, there's nothing else.
Lee Marvin, you've been in many action pictures made in unusual settings. What kind of a home does a celebrity have on location?
Well, it depends on your deal. You know, this is all written in the contracts as to how much they're going to allot you a week for your personal living expenses. And, well, I was in London. I had a little place off of Belgravia. Not in the Mews, but in the old barrack yard, you know, that area.
But it's charming.
Oh, lovely. And I had one little bedroom and a little john and a little kitchen. And that's how I lived there for 7 months when I was working on Dirty Dozen.
What kind of a house do you like, though, as a place to live?
Myself?
Do you have any preference?
Yeah, I like small houses. I'm presently living at the beach in California, and I have a little... two-bedroom, two-bath, one living room. The house is probably worth $14,000.
But the land is worth a lot more.
A lot more, yeah, but it's just an open beach house, you know. With a wet bathing suit, it's not going to wreck the joint, you know.
That's right, and everything is so wide open. I think it's a marvelous feeling in those turquoise sunsets that you get if you're right... Are you right on the beach?
Yeah, I'm on the beach.
Glorious. You usually play the part of a rugged, two-fisted fellow, outdoor type. What luxuries do you really enjoy?
Well, I think that most of my luxuries are pretty well expounded by the press. Which is occasionally I like to have a drink at the local pub or something.
We can hardly consider that a luxury. It's almost a necessity.
Well, it's more of that, but I consider it a luxury because without it, I find out it is a necessity.
So and the possessions don't mean anything to you?
No, not really, no. Only when you don't have them.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, and we've been talking with Lee Marvin, star of the new picture, Point Blank. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor. Don't fight it. It's bigger than both of us. I mean the temptation to run barefoot through a field of deep, rich carpeting by Painter. Whether you choose to go dashing through French velvet or Painter's Grand Alliance, you'll be tripping through wide open spaces of new Antron nylon made by DuPont. Antron keeps its new look longer because it actually hides soil, thanks to the way DuPont chemically modifies it to minimize soil reflection. You'll find it hard to resist Painter carpets, so see your dealer soon.
Arlene Francis was brought to you by Antron Nylon from DuPont and Painter Carpets. The latest by Al Martino.
How can I describe you? Couldn't if I tried to. Though it's clear to me, no one can see the reasons why I love you. What a thrill to touch you. And you give so much to. Every day I live, how you give, that is the beauty of you.
Headache number 71, the washing machine.
Listen, I'll just call Grace's brother.
Don't you dare call Grace's brother. You know I'm good with my fingers. Why don't you let me take a look here?
No.
Now, did you press the actuator button, the little red one?
I never touch anything.
Don't touch the blue one to get a terrible shock. Put the plug in.
Oh,
there she goes.
It's walking.
Well, they'll stop. Go ahead, go ahead. Pull the plug. Pull it out. There. Oh, it pulled its own plug.
Please.
Oh, my. How are we going to get it back?
Let me call Grace's brother.
Look. Help me turn it around. It's going to walk back to the wall.
Never did that.
If you have a logical mind, everything works for you.
No, no. You.
Oh, there she goes. Now.
All those things are torn.
There's a big hole in the wall, isn't there?
Fill this glass for me, please.
Why?
I'd like to take some Excedrin.
Oh, you have a headache.
I have an Excedrin headache.
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. That's why you want Excedrin Strength. Tablet for tablet, 50% stronger than aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin relief.
What's Grace's brother's number?
up, up and away by the sounds of our times. One of the signs of our times is a recruiting poster on display in Orangeburg, South Carolina. The poster says, "The Marine Corps builds men." And on it, somebody scribbled, "Please build one for Mary Lewis on Green Street." News next on Monitor. This is Mr. Morgan.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.